This PrivCap podcast is sponsored by Alter Domus, a leading provider of integrated solutions for the alternative investment industry.
Hello and welcome to a PrivCap podcast. I'm David Snow, a partner at PrivCap Media. And today we're joined by Chris Sand of Ardian, which is a global investment firm. So Chris, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, David.
I think most of our listeners know what a buyout is, but when you layer sustainable on top of that, what does it mean?
So for us, a sustainable buyout is taking a more traditional business and trying to transform it into a more resilient and sustainable business. So we're not just looking for businesses that already have good sustainability practices or green practices, but rather we're focusing on how we can improve all businesses that we invest in. And we're utilizing a slightly different methodology too when we go about evaluating the businesses that we're going to invest in and then how we improve upon them with time. There's two parts to that. The first is that we use an equal weighting in evaluating a business's entire value chain. And so what does that mean? It means that we're looking at the supply chain, the company's operations, and then ultimately its services to ensure that we've taken a holistic view of the business. And then the second part of it is that we're measuring KPIs both on an absolute basis, but also on a relative basis. So we're taking into account the variations that may exist company to company, industry to industry. And we think that by using this holistic and pretty rigorous methodology, we're able to measure both the positive and the negative impacts of our companies and their value chains. And this gives us an expanded vision of what companies are doing, and more importantly, how we can improve upon those businesses. To facilitate all of this, we've been investing a lot in data management tools. We've been working with an outside specialist to create toolkits. And ultimately, we're planning to link the data that comes off of our businesses to the dashboards that our clients are able to see. And then how we implement this is kind of across the board. It starts when we're looking to invest in a business. We partner with our sustainability team early on, the deal teams working with them hand in glove to take a view of the situation. And it's all about us developing a thesis on what we think the relative change can be. And then once we've made an investment, we sit down with all the key stakeholders. So that's management, the deal teams, the sustainability teams, some outside consultants, and we map out a roadmap and a set of goals for each company. And these are bespoke goals. And so it's not just about the standardized KPIs, but also laying out a very specific roadmap for each company to achieve over their investment lifecycle.
Talk about some of the most important categories that you measure when you're following the impact of a business, and why are those top categories?
So there's the big headline ones, right? Environmental risks are obviously a top priority. Climate change seems inevitable at this point, and it's clearly something that we all need to be focused on. And then I think that COVID and the last year in the US particularly really highlighted the critical importance of societal and governance aspects of ESG. Can't forget about those. So when we're talking about the safety of employees or benefits and diversity, these are all crucial for each of our portfolio companies. But then we do look at each portfolio company as well and try to think about the specific situation that that company's in. And then we develop, different roadmaps and KPIs for those companies, which are all unique. But I think probably what's most important, David, is, what the impact is of our initiatives. And we can start to see this now, which is really impressive, based on this multi-year deployment of the strategy. And so already we're seeing that our businesses are more diverse. Gender diversity has increased by about 7% under our ownership period. We've been able to increase the use of renewable energy from about 50% to more than 75% in our portfolio companies. 90% of our companies have plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And then you're starting to see really practical elements of this strategy bear fruit. So we're seeing financings both at the portfolio company and the fund level get the benefit of ESG financings, whereby utilizing and publishing sustainability KPIs, we're getting better cost of capital. And so really it's across the board, but we're starting to see the fruits of our labor, and it's fantastic.
What kinds of questions have your LPs had for you about this investment program?
There's been a lot of questions really about the methodology and trying to understand what exactly our objectives are. And the responses to that conversation and dialogue have been overwhelmingly positive. You know, we've seen this shift over the last 10 years where sustainability was the exception to becoming really more of the norm, I'd say. And so there is a fundamental shift in how clients are looking to allocate their capital. And they're really being more and more focused on the non-financial impacts of their investments. There's a wide range of data that the investors are trying to collect. They're trying to capture that and utilize it in a variety of ways to communicate with their own clients as well. And I think it's going to be a number of years before we see a streamlined set of data and questions from the investor community. But we're 100% in favor of trying to provide them with as many answers as we possibly can to get them the results that they're looking to achieve. And the results that they're looking to achieve today are no longer just financial results, but they're also the non-financial results. And in many ways, this is just reflective of what it means to be a modern asset manager, right? Incorporating sustainability is part of that. And we're looking to help our investors achieve all of their objectives here. So longer term, we're in the early innings of a fundamental shift. And I think that fundamental shift is going to take into account a lot more non-financial metrics when it comes to investing and how the investor community, our clients, look to partner with GPs.
Why don't we take a dive into the Ardian portfolio for perhaps a case study of sustainable buyouts at work. Ardian has invested in a company called Sorelia. Briefly, what is Sorelia? And then talk about how ESG considerations are at work in that investment.
So Sorelia produces a wide range of bakery products in Europe and in the US. They're focused on premium private label dough products for such things as pies and pizza, et cetera. And at Sorelia, sustainability is a key pillar of their corporate culture. The company is really at the forefront of sustainable business practices, which are reflected in their day-to-day activities. When they're looking to manage their business, they're also taking into account the societal impacts of their products and their operations. So with the products, they're looking to make wholesome products that utilize real ingredients, supporting a home-cooked meal. And they offer this at a reasonable price with the goal of creating a compelling consumer value. They've been working to minimize their carbon footprint, really doing this by positioning their facilities in closer proximity to the end consumer and in close proximity to local farmers. So that allows them to have high quality ingredients and minimize the amount of transportation expense that they have as well. They're looking to always minimize the amount of waste that they have on their production lines. Food waste is a huge impact to the global source of greenhouse gases, and it's a drain on the overall agricultural environment. They're doing regular audits on how they utilize energy and look for ways to improve that. And they're actually close to achieving a multi-year plan to reduce their greenhouse gas by about 50%. Beyond that, they're looking to partner with sustainable farming methodologies by working with local farmers. They're looking to utilize ingredients that are local. They have 100% traceability of their products and all of the ingredients in them. And then last, they're looking to eliminate plastic from their packaging over the next 3 to 4 years. And they're working with a variety of different paper providers to look at advanced solutions there. So they're really looking at things across the board. Each one of those initiatives also comes with an economic benefit as well too. And it's a wonderful way to think about doing something that's good for the society, good for the consumer, but also good for the company.
Talk a bit about how you can use ESG as somewhat of a screening tool in looking for the kinds of businesses that you want to partner with. You mentioned Sorelia already had a well-developed sustainability culture. Was that a bullish indicator to you that this is a company that you could work with that would be successful on a number of levels?
Sure. So Sorelia already had strong sustainability practices, but what was more important was the fact that we could continue to improve upon those as we go forward with the business. And it's all about relative enhancement. And so when we look at a business, we want to ensure that they're not doing harm and going to continue doing harm, but not all businesses are perfect. And we look to identify areas where there's a need to improve those operations. And it's our belief that by investing to enhance those operations, it's going to create value for the shareholders longer term. And so we do use it as a screen. There are some businesses that are probably just too far off to fix. There are certain industries that are probably inappropriate for us to invest in. But there are many situations where the ownership, the management team just hasn't gotten to that point in their development, and we can assist them and take it to the next level.
Great. Well, Chris Sand from Ardian, thank you so much for joining a PrivCap podcast today, and we hope to have you back in the future.
Like what you hear on the PrivCap podcast? Visit PrivCap.com for more thought leadership interviews, articles, reports, webinars, and more.